Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Discussing the Truth. I am Jim Duke, and what I'd like to look at today, since many are celebrating a holiday, controversial as it is, of Easter, Christians have substituted it to recognize as a memorial for the resurrection. And what we mean is the resurrection of Jesus Christ, not the resurrection of Tammuz, which is what the pagan celebration has adopted equinox. But Christians, in order to counter the pagan, have substituted the resurrection of Christ. I just want to make a special note first. This show is not for the controversy so much as my other podcasts are, but to make a note that Christians need not adopt pagan holidays and substitute Christ for it, because we have our own feast days recognized in the scriptures. If you want to do that, why not just recognize the actual feast days as a memorial, such as Passover, such as the true resurrection of Christ, which was not done on a pagan holiday, nor in the name of Tammuz or Ishtar, which is where we get our name Easter and Easter. So, putting that aside, let me say another note that while I do not personally acknowledge Easter nor make it a big deal, I was saved because the resurrection of Jesus Christ became aware of me on an Easter day in 1993, when I was trapped up into sin, into the occult, paganism itself. I was agnostic, looking to charge at Christians for acknowledging the day, actually. When the significance of Jesus Christ became real to me. So I'm not one that says there's no good that can be done from this day. I am here to make Christians aware that by bringing in the pagan festivals, bringing in the traditional elements of the pagan gods, with all the icons and imagery, they are bringing the paganism into the faith. And some do this because the Roman Catholicism has taught them this, because Roman Catholicism is nothing more than a counterfeit of true Christianity disguised as being of Christ, but actually representing paganism, substituting all the elements of Christ and the disciples and the martyrs and others as under pagan names. And that is for another show also. But there's still good that can come from it. And I'm not as dogmatic in condemning people who are ignorant of the truth. And these days can be used to educate on the origins and the facts. Let's look at scripture though. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Talks about the resurrection. And in it, Paul was speaking to the Corinthians, and he says in chapter 15, verse 1, "Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, and in which you stand, by which also you're saved, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, also according to the scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, by 12, and after that by 500 brethren at once, of which the greater part remain to the present. Some had fallen asleep since the time that he wrote this." So the resurrection. Scriptures tell us that the resurrection is important. While many pagans celebrate the resurrection of their gods in connection with the spring equinox, and Catholicism adopting pagan celebrations to coincide with Christianity in order to appease both, 1 Corinthians 15 explains that the principle upon which we are saved is directly related to resurrection. These first few verses recite the order of the good news, that which was prophesied and written in scriptures. And it says that which we preached, that which we receive, and that which we must stand, by which we were also saved. That is, unless one believes in vain. Christ died for our sins as according to scriptures of prophecy, that he was buried, that he rose again on the third day, and the record tells of the witnesses confirming this. Now, one can dispute that there is too much historical, too much historical evidence, as well as the evidence of changed lives throughout the ages proving this to be true. And then the scriptures go on and say, I want to jump down to verse 12. If Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and your faith is also empty. Yes, we are found false witnesses of God because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up. In fact, if the dead do not rise. For if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. And you are still in your sins. So if Christ is not raised, as some erroneously claim, and that there is no resurrection, then Christ has not accomplished his task, nor have we a first fruit of satisfaction for sins against God. And therefore the good news is empty, and our faith is empty, and we are left dead in our sins. If Christ is not risen, then we are also not risen, therefore not able to be resurrected, and the hope is futile. There's scriptures that talk about, let's jump down to verse 42, 1 Corinthians 15 for a second. It says, also is the resurrection of the dead, the body is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It's sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It's sown in weakness and is raised in power. It is sown in the natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There's a natural body. There's a spiritual body. And it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the carnal. The natural, same idea. And afterward, the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. So as we become born the image of the man of the dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. So this passage is saying that since flesh and blood is natural, it cannot inherit the kingdom of God, and our spirit is left ungenerated, dead and corrupted. We cannot enter the kingdom of God. And it says that by the first man, Adam, all had died. And we know about Genesis 3 and the fall of man. The body has been sown in corruption. To the first Adam, being made a living being, natural, physical, carnal. But to the last Adam, a life-giving spirit. That's the second Adam to atone for our sins. That was perfect. This is pointing to Jesus Christ. Therefore, it says that the spiritual was not first, but the natural. Then the spiritual. And Adam, as dust of the earth, was corrupted by the fallen world. And therefore, the flesh is weak and cannot inherit the kingdom of God. For corruption cannot inherit incorruption. So we must put on incorruption. But that's not the flesh. So there has to be a transformation. You remember what Jesus said in John 3:3? Pharisee, leader of the Jews, priest, asked Jesus in the night what it takes to be saved, what it takes to see the kingdom of heaven, to see the kingdom of God. And Jesus responded to him in a peculiar manner. I don't have the scripture in front of me. I'm just reciting this. He said, unless a man be born again, born from above, he cannot even see the kingdom of God. Then he said, what is flesh, but what is spirit, unless a man be born in the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now, how must that be done? He tells us further on in John 3:16, and many of you probably have it recited. If you go on to a football game, you've seen it held up. It says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes unto him shall not perish, but will have everlasting life. Believe unto him. Believe in him. Acknowledge him. Say, I believe in Jesus. I proclaim to be a Christian. No. The word believe is much deeper than that. And you all know what it means. It doesn't mean to acknowledge. We can believe and have faith in George Washington and what he did for America, but that doesn't save us. It doesn't even apply America to us. But what does is, if you believe in Jesus, pistuo in the Greek, it means you put your full trust upon him, your reliance in him, and your full weight upon him. And if you do, you become born from above. He installs in you, deposits the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit brings you back to acknowledge Jesus Christ living in you and helps you to be in the image of Jesus Christ. This is the truth, folks. This is the scriptures. So, as Adam was the first man, both born natural and corrupted, the second Adam became the first fruits of the spiritual, having come from the heavenly. But in order to receive this heavenly, we must be born from above. And this is only if we are resurrected from corruption to incorruption. And then can we say to death, where is your sting? Hades, where is your victory? Well, we don't need to associate with the pagan celebration of Easter, giving the reverence to Tammuz. We're not acknowledging Tammuz. But let each of us be separate unto the resurrection of Jesus Christ in having our spiritual birth in the heavenlies. And one last note, it's not just us who needs to be resurrected because of corruption. The old earth groans and is experienced the corruption. Therefore, in Revelation 21, it says, there will be a new heaven and a new earth. Why? Because the principle still applies. The new heaven and earth needs to sustain us, and the old has been corrupted and needs to be made into incorruption. Therefore, spiritually, even the earth has to be cleansed. And heaven? It might be very possible that when Lucifer fell from heaven, rebelled against God in the heavenlies, in the spiritual plane, not just the fourth dimension, but actually in the presence of Yahweh God, Isaiah 14 tells us, that it left a corruption in heaven. Not that God is affected by it, but we are. And God will restore the heaven and the earth that was lost.
and he will also restore us as we are resurrected in the last day unto new life. But we live out that declaration now here on earth as a born from above spiritual person. There's the essence of the gospel, folks. Hope you enjoyed this study. Go to my website, jimdukeperspective.com, for both biblical talk, conspiracy, and controversial subjects. And until next time, we'll see you. God bless.